Welcome to The Educated Investor, brought to you by the Householder Group Estate and Retirement Planning. At Cishon Financial, Regional Vice President David Cishon takes a proactive approach to helping you develop a strategy to address your financial goals and objectives using the most efficient methods available. Now, here's your host, Scott Whatley and David Cishon.
And we would like to welcome you to The Educated Investor. As mentioned, my name is Scott Whatley, and we are glad you are with us and starting your week off with us here on KLZ 560. Always good to have David Cishon with us, Regional Vice President of the Householder Group. David, how are you, sir?
Well, I'm fine, Scott, and how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well, thank you. Yes, sir.
Good.
Yes, sir. Good weekend.
Quite a weekend, wasn't it?
It really was, and I tell you, Broncos... Not quite sure.
Boy, oh boy. I bet you there's quite a bit of doubt floating around that locker room right now.
Man, I'm telling you, it really is. You know, Dave, and when you see some of these other teams, it's just amazing how things seem to flow so much better on their offense and defense.
Yep.
Man, it just, very frustrating.
Yes, it is. And of course, the only way they're going to rise to the occasion is if they win.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. They should have won yesterday for certain, and they didn't. So
I know.
So they got to face a tough club, hopefully they'll rise to the occasion and give the fans something to cheer about.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Absolutely. Well, I tell you, we want you to cheer about your retirement. And that's what this show is all about when it comes time for that. And, David, I know we finished up kind of one set of our classes, and as we speak, you're kind of in the middle of another one. But, these folks that are coming, kind of give us a description of, the type of the person that's coming in or maybe what their plans they already have, or is there some that, they just decided they need a plan? And just kind of describe who's coming to your classes.
Well, normally people that come to our classes are folks that are closing in on retirement or are retired. And those that are closing in on retirement perhaps have waited too long to have this kind of a meeting or a class and approach.
Mm-hmm.
But it still clarifies a number of issues. And the people that come want to get updated unlike current laws, current distributions, rules on qualified monies. They're looking to get updated so that they're current on information. And a lot of these people have all looked at this kind of information that we talk about and teach along the way, but probably here and there, not collectively or cohesively, or like I call a high-level overview of the financial areas that everyone has to be concerned with. So folks that are coming are those that want to get updated, too, that think they don't have a plan. But let me tell you, even if the plan is luck, people normally don't get to this particular age group by making incredible mistakes and wanting to come to a class and learn how they can not make them in the future,
Right.
So we have those folks that think they have a plan or maybe a partial plan, but really don't know for sure. And so they want to, again, see what kind of tools are available that they're not aware of, that no one explains to them that they could use to make their retirement better and more productive.
And, I think that's key. And I think, because if someone felt like they were getting all the information they need, guess what? They wouldn't come to your class. So you know what that means?
Right.
They're not getting all the information they need, and they got a lot of questions, and probably who they're working with right now isn't answering those questions or addressing their issues.
Well, they may not be, because a lot of the advisors out there that we've run into, all right, they're good at what they're doing, and what they're doing probably is trying to grow the client's assets. And that's not bad, but there's a realization at some point along the road that growing the asset isn't the absolute goal once you get to or are in retirement. Yes, you have to have some growth, but there's other things that can be more important. So they're not getting that kind of information on the other things that can be more important for them in retirement. So they do come. You know, they see the outline of the classes, and they'll call the school. They'll call Arapahoe Community College because, again, they're seeing things that normally you don't see in these courses. And then once they get in, they're hearing things, not just the normal standard kind of stuff as a review, but they're hearing things they've never heard before because they're not attuned and no one is telling them what perhaps they should be aware of.
Right. So when you get and you start talking, we're going to talk about some of the main concerns that come up, but
yep.
I'm sure as you've addressed a lot of people and looked a lot of people in the eye, what are some of the topics that you hit on and all of a sudden you see them look at you like, oh my gosh, I've never thought about that, or this is news to me?
Yeah. Well, good question. And one of the key things is, how long is my money going to last? People, very few people know. Very few people have said, well, if this happens or if inflation or taxes or whatever, boom, 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 then I know that my money's going to last me till age 95-ish or 85-ish or some number. That is a big concern because in retirement, the only way that you can retire and sleep at night is knowing that your money will last as long as you do. And that's a big area of concern. I mean, mm-hmm. people's hands go up in the class all the time, and it all boils down to, how long will this money last? My assets, you know, I'm going to have to sell this house,
right?
Or I'm going to have to do this or that. And if I invest it in the bank, it's not going to earn anything to help me get that income. If I invest it in stocks, I could lose 30-40% and take 7 years to come back. You know, it's the squeeze in their mind,
mm-hmm.
and it's income. It's a lot of the concerns that people have is income related, and longevity of that income. So it's pretty important to them to want to say, all right, I think my income will last me. I'm 65. I think it's going to last 30 years. Okay, well, that's reasonable. All right. But that's based on what? And then they'll tell me, well, I'm taking out 4% of my assets a year, and I'm okay. And then I say, well, what about inflation? Well, I didn't include anything. So, you know, in 10 years' time, the $5,000 that you're living on, it'll be reduced by 75% purchasing power.
Right.
So you got to take that into consideration. Then what about taxes? Do you think our taxes are going to be going up? And then I'll give them information from Congress and other facilities that warns them that back in the 60s, the lowest tax brackets many years was 20%, middle income was like 69%, and the highest marginal was like 91%.
Mm-hmm.
People think those days are gone.
Right.
They're not.
Yeah,
we're in some real low tax brackets, so these people have to be aware of that. But the number one concern that most of them have is making sure their money and assets last a lifetime.
Sure. You're listening to Educated Investor. David C. Sean is our guest each week. Again, our show is brought to you by the Householder Group. Check out the website, cshonfinancialservices.com. That's C-I-C-H-O-N, financialservices.com. And their number for a free consult, 720-482-1917. So, Dave, when you break down all these different categories, and we've broken them down in previous shows, all the different things that you address, I mean, it's a lot. It's easy kind of to name all those things, but then there's a lot, especially in the time that we're in right now, that's kind of this unknown thing. And I guess that's what you try to just keep from happening by sitting down with people and defining so much and going through things with them. So there's not too much left to the complete unknown, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, we try to do that's why we meet with them normally on a quarterly basis, and normally in person, but we do some virtual stuff with them. But meeting on a regular basis, so nothing becomes a big surprise. I mean, you can't forego, like, way back 20 years ago when someone flies a plane into a building and it causes disruption, or someone does something crazy with some kind of terrorist plot. But for the most part, by meeting on a regular basis, you can address issues that are coming up and coming into play.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, those issues are covering the full gamut of financial planning. It's just not investments. You know, you may have a disruption in income, so we have to look at income planning. Are we concerned about tax planning, protection planning, estate planning, you know?
Right.
Those areas. There's always something floating around, so keeping up to date is good. And people enjoy that kind of meetings because it's educational.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting them proper information. It's not telling them what to do. It's providing them with proper information so they can make an intelligent decision or two along the way to enhance what they're doing.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And I assume another area, and we've talked about this a lot here in the past, and you want to talk about something unknown, and that's when all this taxation could change, and I don't think it's going to go down.
Well, that's just it.
Yeah.
I mean, this whole tax thing, people, as I say in the class that I just finished the other day, you know, if you keep your head in the sand, nothing's going to happen until you can't breathe anymore. And we have to be aware of what's going on, and that's why many times I'll have people just look at that website, usdebtclock.org, just to see the situation we're in financially as a country, and the fact that once you understand it, there's no question we are going to see big increases in our income tax. Whether it's somehow now, which they say that won't happen, or after 2025 when the current tax program expires. Because there's only two ways to pay off all these bills that we have, and this is not even including what they're talking about in Congress for another $2-4 trillion, whatever the number is. So when you look at what the magnitude is of what they're spending in our debt,
mm-hmm.
you come to the realization there's only two ways that they can pay off this mess that they've got us in, and that is raise our taxes and print more money. And believe it or not, probably the third area that people were concerned more about was the inflation.
Right.
Because you know, they see the amount of dollars that are being printed by Washington. And as an example, or just so that people have a reference, back in the year 2000, we had about $4.2 trillion, that's with a T, trillion U.S. dollars floating around. 20 years later, our population has gone from 300 million to 330 million, so an increase of about 10%. Yet our money supply has gone from $4.2 trillion to $22 trillion. 400% increase in the amount of U.S. dollars floating around. And that 400% increase, 40% of that was incurred last year alone. And
wow.
It's anticipated, according to government sources, that by 2025... there'll be over $52 trillion floating around. Mm-hmm. And by 2029, over $135 trillion floating around. This inflation is going to cause people a lot of aggravation.
Right.
You can see right now, remember that the oil spill in California?
Sure.
Okay. And then we had that oil spill. The price of oil is getting kicked up. The last few days, more rapidly than before, inflation has come into play. A lot of that inflation is really to get us back to where we were pre-pandemic, but we'll have it, and we could have a lot more if they keep printing the money. So what that means is that if you're buying this gallon of milk for $3 now, it's got to be $3.25 in 3 years. It's going to be $3.50, and so on and so forth. And does that cut into fixed income that people have?
Sure.
People that are retired? Absolutely. Factor in what inflation will, I mean, what taxation will be. Don't know for sure, of course. But if it goes to 20%, now we got 20% less cash flow because it's going to taxes, mm-hmm. plus the inflationary factor. We could wipe out 30% of our cash flow pretty quick.
Yes, sir.
And do you think 30% picked out of your pocket is a big deal for most retirees? Absolutely.
For sure.
Yeah.
You know, Greg with Barber's Foods was on last week, and we were just talking about the price of food going up and all, and he predicts a pound of burger will cost you about $10 next spring.
Wow.
With what he's seeing in the meat industry. So.
My goodness gracious, that's a shocker, isn't it?
It is. So go to barbersfoods.com right now and get your burger. It's $3.99 a pound. Yeah. Not to throw in a commercial for Greg, but I'm telling you, I mean, it's going to affect us in every walk of our life, I think. I mean, you know, hey, I was filling up my truck for, you know, $45, you know, not several months back, and now all of a sudden it's almost $85, $90 to fill
up. That's right. I was shocked with that myself. And it doesn't ring a bell right away, and then you start thinking about it.
No doubt.
No doubt. And this is why, you know, people come in and talk about it, because, again, it's a critical concern, and it's a real concern that's going to affect their bottom line, and they're wanting to know, well, what can we do? How can we help counter that kind of thing going forward? Once people recognize there's only a few things that you can do, now you've got to learn what's best for you.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you are uncomfortable doing what's best for you, for whatever the reason, don't do it, because it's even worse.
Sure.
If you do something and you can't relax over it.
Absolutely.
You know. Yeah.
And, man, we could do a whole show on this, and probably will before too long. But, man, when you look at the medical side of things, we talk about just all the different categories.
Yeah.
You know, all of them are huge, but this one is really huge.
as
Trump would say, huge.
Yeah. Well, healthcare planning is a big concern for a lot of people, and it's normally, you know, what happens if. I got a call this morning from the daughter of one of my clients, informing me that they've got him moved into senior housing. Not a nursing home, but more senior housing where he can get 24-hour care and stuff like that. And she says, well, we want to set up so we get distributions, because we now are finding that the cost of the housing there, in addition to his own home that he currently has, is over by $9,000. Well, what I need to know from her, and which I know pretty well, is how much are the paychecks that are coming into his financial foundation, and how many playchecks?
Mm-hmm.
So there's paychecks and playchecks. so we can determine what kind of distribution he's going to have to have. Then we have to factor in inflation, because these places all go up 2-4% a year.
Sure.
And then try to say, okay, well, based on that, we got to distribute this. It's all coming from IRAs, so we're going to have to pay a tax of that. And we've got to use those assets correctly and properly so that they do last.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go from a certain amount and add another 9,000 on top of it, you know, those are real numbers.
Sure.
And they're big numbers.
Absolutely. Do you find, and you talked about this recently in a few shows while I'm asking, that people are talking to their kids more about, you know, their financial plan and retirement and trying to get that family where everybody knows what's going on? Do you find people doing more of that these days?
Well, I would say that probably a little bit more, and it's probably because of the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I still have a whole bunch of people, older folks, that don't want to say much to their kids about any of this stuff,
right.
You know. All they want to do is give them my telephone number, and so if something happens, give them a call.
Right.
The trust is over here, and the Bing is over there, and he'll get it done for it. Well, unfortunately, that's not a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we do strive with the folks. Just like in the course, we encourage them to come in and bring the kids with you. Kids might be 45 or 50, but whatever they are,
sure.
You know, let's have a conversation, and I'll handle the conversation, because again, they got to know what's going on, or else it's a helter skelter in the wrong time of your events in your life when someone passes. It's so much easier if everything's set in place, and it's not a hard thing to do.
Right.
But this medical planning stuff for most of the retirees is a big concern. It's like the second. Sometimes in classes it's the first, but it's either the first or the second. It's either healthcare and cash flow. And the healthcare, because they read so much about it, that they're going to have to spend, you know, say roughly $250,000, $300,000 a piece.
Mm-hmm.
In retirement for medical, that includes premiums and deductibles and all that stuff. But that's quite a bit of money.
Absolutely.
And most, you wonder how many of these people save $600,000 if they're married, period. Let alone they're going to use $600,000 just in retirement for medical. That's a mouthful.
That's
why we need comprehensive medical care for retirees on some basis, somehow, some way, and be like the rest of the world, where they treat their retirees like human beings.
Mm-hmm.
It's a novel thought.
Yeah, really. Take care of people. Wow, what a thought. Once again, if you're just joining us, David C. Sean is our guest. You're listening to The Educated Investor. We're here each week at this time. 720-482-1917 is the number, and it is a free initial consult with David. And, you know, maybe we've struck a nerve with something that we've talked about here today, but I'm telling you, it is well worth your time to give him a call, 720-482-1917, and just have a conversation with him. And he can do that, you know, in his office or wherever that you are comfortable in doing it. But I would highly recommend you do this. And David, it's amazing. We've talked about this before, too, of just how quickly the years passed, and people keep thinking, well, we'll do this, you know, next year or before the holidays.
Yep.
Then all of a sudden, you know, another 5 or 10 years have gone by, and they're in the same boat, so to speak.
Yeah. Well, and this is the case. That's why it's best to step up to the plate and start the conversation, come and do a review. Doesn't hurt, doesn't cost. And just go at your own pace. You know, in the classes, one of the things that we found, people, you say, you know, 1 year or 2 years or 3 years. Well, I was talking to them about a qualified longevity annuity contract, better known as QLAC, and where you can postpone some of your required minimum distributions that you're going to have to take. You can extend it all the way out to age 85, so you don't have to take all of your required minimum distributions if you don't want.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to risk that money if you don't want to by putting it in this qualified longevity annuity contract. In every class, I ask, who has heard about this? Who has talked to you about this planning tool? No one ever raises their hand. And the same thing in these classes that I'm doing now. No, they never heard of it. It's over 4 years old in law, and still, whoever they're working with, or their accountants who do their income tax or whatever, they never explain this. And this is, I think, a disservice, because some people could use the QLAC. Some can't, but some could, and save taxes, guarantee income, avoid downturns in the market, a few other things that might fit them.
Sure.
But they don't know those things if they're not told.
And if they're missing a very important point like that, you got to ask yourself, what else are they missing?
And unfortunately, we do find some of these other things. But that's what a checkup, second opinion, is all for.
Sure.
To make sure you're up to snuff.
Absolutely. Once again, the number 720-482-1917. The website is cichonfinancialservices.com. That's C-I-C-H-O-N, financialservices.com. And just mention you heard David here on the Educate Investor, and they will get you in. Last minute and a half here, David, but what about some people that maybe, hey, you know, they come to you and they go, man, we just want to find some cash somewhere. With home values going up, are you seeing some people check in more? And I realize this isn't for everybody, but I had a question about it, just reverse mortgages and people trying to maybe get some cash out of their houses.
Yeah. Well, that's true. There are a number of financial planning institutions like the University of Texas, MIT, Wharton School of Business, that have come out with white papers about how to use certain types of programs for retirement and not to abuse, but to use them properly. And I always encourage people to either have a home equity line of credit or a reverse mortgage,
right,
depending on their circumstances and what's going on in their lives. Reverse mortgages are really good tools for people that they can use or just have in reserve in case they have to use them. And we see more and more people asking about that. And quite honestly, we are seeing more people, especially the higher asset income folks, getting reverse mortgages versus home equity lines of credit. And when asked about that, they say, well, you know, remember when 2008 came and the markets really fell, we didn't want to take money out of our investment account, so we went to the reverse mortgage, took money out that we normally would take out of the investment accounts, let them grow back up, and then we paid back the reverse mortgage back down to zero.
Right.
And it's their call, their control, their keeper of it. They don't have to pay it back if they don't want to, but they can, versus a home equity line of credit where you have to make payments if you use the money every month. You do have to pay it back, and so you're locked into something. This is a little bit more freedom and flexibility for some people. Doesn't fit everybody.
Sure.
But it's a good tool. It can be a very good tool.
Absolutely. Well, folks, give David a call today, 720-482-1917. Once again, our show is brought to you by the Householder Group. Their number, 720-482-1917. David, thank you so much, sir, and we'll look forward to our conversation next week.
You bet. Be good.
All right, sir. You as well.
Hi, this is Chris Kane with 303roofer.com. If you're looking to put on a new roof because of hail, give us a call at 303-390-1382. We'll give you a cash price, which means you'll most likely get to keep some of your insurance money instead of giving it to us. It's your money, we know that, and we'll price the work accordingly. So give us a call today, 303-390-1382, or go to our website, 303roofer.com.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the asset manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
This is 560 KLZ, your home station.
Welcome to Your Health Matters, sponsored by Integrated Health Systems. Traditional medicine has left you frustrated. You've seen doctor after doctor searching for answers, only to feel more confused than ever. Chiropractic neurologist Dr. Shane Stedman, along with his team at Integrated Health Systems, does the detective work you need to identify causes, not just treat your symptoms. Using a team approach to combine functional medicine with neurology, Integrated Health Systems spends the necessary time with each client to find out what's really going on. Thanks to Dr. Stedman and his team, many clients who struggle with debilitating health issues have finally found relief. Now, Haystack Help Radio proudly presents Your Health Matters.
And we'd like to welcome you to Your Health Matters. Again, my name is Scott Whatley, and we appreciate you starting your week off with us once again. Always good to have Dr. Shane Stedman with us. Integrated Health Systems, as you just heard, is the company. Dr. Stedman, how are you, sir?
I'm good, Scott. How are you doing today?
I've been doing well, man. It seems like it's been a while since you and I got to chat, so it's good to have you.
I know. Yeah, you're too busy having fun.
Yeah, exactly. man, just kind of reflect back a little bit, you know. Good. Now we're almost 2 years into this whole COVID thing, and just kind of talk about maybe what you're seeing in your office and what people are saying to you when they come in as far as just this whole idea of wellness and wanting to get well.
Man, you always start off with interesting questions from me there. never fails. Like you said, it's been really interesting, and I think really definitely hard for a lot of people still, you know.
Sure.
I think the mental health side of things is still, mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of people struggling with that. I mean, we're seeing that definitely. And then I think, you know, we're seeing a lot of, you know, patients coming in, you know, we're kind of seeing a mix. We're starting to see, you know, a lot of patients who have kind of neglected on, you know, taking care of themselves because of everything that's going on, and they haven't had the time or haven't felt comfortable. Definitely seeing some patients who, you know, have had some lasting effects from COVID. We're seeing patients that are having lasting effects from, you know, getting vaccinated. So we're kind of seeing like this massive mix of people right now. And I think you're starting to see a little bit more people saying like, we need to take care of ourselves, but you still don't really see that as much as I would hope, you know, mm-hmm. people saying like, I need to take care of myself and exercise and eat healthy and keep my stress down, which is really tough right now. But, you know, like I wish we could see that mindset a little bit more, but I don't think we're kind of seeing that. I think we're still seeing a lot of the stress and, you know, people maybe drinking more than they should be and not taking care of themselves. And, you know, so it's really a mixed bag right now. It's been definitely an interesting time to be in healthcare.
Sure. You know, I ran across a quote a couple of years ago, and you just made me think of it while you were talking, so I was scrambling here to find it. But it says this. It says, and you said people not, you know, really getting on board yet with just getting healthy and things that they can do on their own. But this quote said, wellness is an active process of becoming aware of and making choices towards a healthy and fulfilling life. It's more than being free from illness. It's a dynamic process of change and growth, a good or satisfactory condition of existence, a state characterized by health, happiness, prosperity, and welfare. But I just wanted to point that out where it says, you know, it's becoming aware of and making good choices to becoming healthy.
Absolutely. I love that quote. You got to send that to me. I like that. I think that definitely, sums it up nicely. You know, that,
Sure. Yeah.
It is not a, hey, today I'm going to be healthy and, you know, but it is an everyday conscious decision, you know, and I know like, you know, even for me, I think it is. I think everybody is. It's every day you almost have to say, okay, today I'm going to make that choice, because it is easy to kind of fall off,
mm-hmm.
and it's easy to, you know, struggle with the stress of life, and it is easy to grab a quick bite to eat. It is easy to go get takeout really fast. You know, it is easy to not want to go into the gym that day, you know, because
right.
life is just crazy and you would rather go sit on the couch and scroll through TikTok, you know. So, you know, and I say a little bit of that from, you know, myself, too. I don't think all of us are just amazing and exempt from that. I think
Well, sure.
It is a daily choice that you have to constantly do, and every day is a little bit different.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So when we talk about functional medicine, I want to delve into your office just a little bit, and we're going to kind of highlight just some of the services that you offer, if that's the right term. But when we talk about functional medicine, how would you really define that in what you do at Integrated Health Systems and how it may differ from other people that may say they do functional medicine as well? But let's just talk about what you do and how you do it, so what functional medicine means to you.
Absolutely. You know, I think the word functional medicine came around because it was really this concept of taking kind of medicine or medical knowledge and then saying, okay, let's understand the function of a person before it becomes a disease process. And I think that's where I sit to this day is I would rather try to understand what somebody's function is and what their trends are. You know, I think the word trend ever since, you know, Twitter and stuff came out, they're like, what's trending?
Yeah.
You know, and I think it's nice because that's what I think functional medicine is it gives us an idea of, you know, where your body's at and where it's trending. There's obviously this point of trying to figure out what's wrong with you. And that's, you know, 99% of what we do, you know, but I also feel like functional medicine, when we look at what the profession does as a whole, is when you have patients that say, we'll use like blood sugar, for instance, you hear this a lot where they say, well, I went to my doc and they said that everything's normal, you know, but if I don't eat, I get hangry. If I don't eat, I get a headache. If I don't eat, I get brain fog. So when we look at functional medicine, we say, well, let's look at the blood sugar values. You know, yes, you know, the person's within the traditional laboratory ranges,
mm-hmm.
but if you look at the functionality or you look at those ranges, it's on the low end. You know, so they're not outside of the range, which, by the way, is 65, which is, I think, pretty low. So you might see somebody who's 67. Now, that's I think that's really low. So if you see somebody that's like that, you're like, oh, this makes sense why you don't feel great. You don't have a disease process or a condition, you know, but your function is so that your blood sugar is on the low side. That's going to make it really hard to function appropriately. That makes it hard to function at work. It makes it hard to function with your family. It makes it hard to function in a sport. It makes it hard to function at school. So I think when you look at the concept of like functional medicine, it's like, is this person functioning at their optimal, or why are they not functioning? And so like, let's look at the function. Let's look at the pathways. And that's kind of how we look at it here. So when we talk about integrated health, we talk about the integration of things. It's like, well, let's understand the function of your brain and how that relates to the function of your thyroid. Or let's look at the function of your brain after a brain injury and how does that lead to the function of your stomach, which now is causing ulcers or developing ulcers. You know, and I think when you integrate these different systems, you start to really see what the function is.
Mm-hmm.
And so to me, that's what I feel functional medicine is, which I'll say I think that's different than what you see out there, where a lot of people are now jumping on this term of functional medicine. And I think it's just because that's an umbrella that now you have all these interesting types of modalities and therapies and sometimes woo-woo stuff that's sitting underneath this umbrella now.
Sure. Again, Dr. Shane Steadman is our guest, Integrated Health Systems. Their number, 303-781-5617. It is a free initial consult. Just mention you heard Dr. Steadman here on Your Health Matters. Now, on your website, I was just kind of looking at some things this morning, and, you know, and there's a quote there. Basically, it says something like understanding brain and body connection and how it relates to and then you list a myriad of things. But it really, I think that's where a lot of people else are dropping the ball, because, you know, if somebody comes in with a problem or an issue, they may focus on that deal, but they're not looking at what you just said, how it relates to other things going on. So if you miss out on that whole brain-body connection, I think that's why so many people come to you to get a proper diagnosis.
Yeah, I think that goes back to the integration piece. There's not too many. There's very, very few, I was even say clinicians, but definitely functional medicine practitioners that have training in neurology. You know, so to take someone that has training in neurology and training in functional medicine and kind of put them together like peanut butter and jelly, you know, is pretty awesome, I think, but obviously I'm biased. But yeah, I agree, and because I think there is that huge piece. You know, you look at brain fog, which a lot of people have brain fog. You know, and brain fog could be because you had a head injury. It could be because your blood pressure is too low. It could be because you ate a big old burger with fries and a milkshake, and maybe you shouldn't have done that. You know, maybe it's because you're super stressed or you're going through menopause. You know, there's all these really amazing interconnections of how the brain and the body do work together. And now you're hearing about this brain body connection, the brain gut connection, you know, and I feel like it's a finally thing, because just something that has been in the literature for a while, something that we've talked about for a while, but now everybody's talking about it. You know, it's like, oh, we deal with the brain body connection, the brain gut connection. You're like, well, okay, that's awesome. You know, that's nothing new, but thanks. Thanks for joining the game. You know, so yeah, you know, I think after doing this, you know, geez, I'm almost 20 years into this now, you know, it's been really fascinating to watch this industry and this profession grow. And I think that's what people are looking for. I think they're looking for somebody to say, you know, what is going on in my body, and how is everything integrated and related, and what the heck, why can't I figure this out? And why do I go to my doc and they say everything is normal? Mm-hmm. You know, and they're like, clearly things are not normal. You know, and I think that's where people end up coming into our office.
Absolutely. So, and I think this is where frustration level gets, is because sometimes they do go on most of the time and they say, you know, you're in range. So I guess my next question is, it is possible for a lot of blood work to be, quote, in range, and somebody still feel bad and need help.
Oh, my gosh, that happens all the time. You know, so what? One of my mentors, he wrote a book, and I'm mentioning the book, which is really awesome. You know, it's cool to be a part of it. But his book is called "Why Do I Have Thyroid Symptoms When All My Lab Tests Are Normal?" And so I remember I was like, I've known him since 2004. So it's Dr. Krazian, and so I go, I was like, Datis, why'd you name your book so long?
It's I'll sort of say that's
the title. And I remember he told me, he's like, he goes, well, I was trying to think of what to call it. And somebody says, well, what do patients tell you all the time? And he goes, well, they always tell me how, you know, why they have thyroid symptoms, all the top tests are normal. So he goes, so that's why I named the book.
Oh, I'm like, oh, that's funny.
Okay. But that's kind of to his point, is like, that's what everybody says. Everybody comes in and go, there's something wrong with me, but all my tests are normal. There's something wrong with me, but nobody can find out what's wrong. You know, and then it's funny because Dr. Krause, in his second book that he came out with, was Why Is My Brain Not Working? And I started laughing. I was like, so I go, Datis, is that what everybody tells you? And he goes, yep. Everybody tells me, why is my brain not working?
Right.
So, I mean, it really kind of tells you that, I think, speaks to what people are saying when they come in our office. My brain's not working. And why do I have these issues when everybody says there's nothing wrong with me? And I think that's functional medicine.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so finishing up the quote on your website, it said a special focus on functional medicine, neurology, which you just covered, and then the immune system, which, boy, that's a whole world in itself. So just talk about how, you know, you guys sit down, and I love your team approach there at Integrated Health Systems of just really trying to get that proper diagnosis from someone through everything, your functional medicine, neurology, and immune system side.
Absolutely. That immune system side is big, you know, and I think that's something that, so I know I'm not an immunologist, because sometimes people go, how do you know all this stuff? You know, I've been fortunate to learn from people who actually study immunology, and there's actually an immunologist I know that's actually got into, he even kind of laughs and says, I do functional immunology, but he owns his own like research lab, you know, so, you know, I've had the privilege to be able to learn from him for the past oh my gosh, maybe about 15 years, you know, so I've definitely learned a lot. And I think that's what enables us to be able to pull kind of that third pillar, so to speak, together. Because mm-hmm. when you get into some of these really unique and complex cases, very often they tend to be autoimmune, you know, conditions. And so when you look at, you know, so somebody has like a neurological disorder, you know, let's say like MS, you know, multiple sclerosis is definitely an autoimmune condition, but there also needs to be neuro rehab that we can provide. And then what do we look at from a functional medicine standpoint where we can improve their functionality? You know, we can take this with MS or myasthenia gravis or, she's all the stuff we got in our office right now, you know, Guillain-Barré or, you know, different neuropathies, you know, things like that. They all tend to play a role together. So, you know, how do we make a change in their immune system? How do we improve the functionality of their immune system? You know, and how do we speak with Western medicine or traditional medicine? Because I think and when we talk about integrated health, it's not just like, hey, we can do it all. We need help, you know, and we often need help from traditional medicine, you know, so it's be able to run specific panels and then, you know, talk with a doc and say, look, this is what we found. This is what we found with your immune system. We actually ran a detailed panel. You know, where can you guys help? Where can we help? Because the ultimate goal is for the patient to be better. You know, so that immunology piece definitely allows us to tie it all together. But, you know, that also looks at some of these interesting cases like, you know, Hashimoto's hypothyroid or celiac, you know, lupus, Sjogren's, scleroderma. You know, there's a lot of autoimmune conditions out there that, you know, people need help, you know, and I think medication definitely helps, but there's a lot of things that people can do on their own to help out. You know, you can put different things in your mouth instead of fried food all the time to help your autoimmunity, but a lot of people don't know this. So, right. So we try to educate and, you know, try to do the best we can to help people.
Sure. And I know that, boy, this team approach you've been using for your webinars has been really good, and talking to all the different ones each week up on your team, they seem to really like that team approach, and you guys bouncing things off of each other, and I think patients like to hear that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I think that team approach is great. You know, some of the things that we do behind the scenes is, you know, we'll actually kind of walkie-talkie each other, you know, like, all right, we're working on Jill, you know, like, okay, what do you think? I did some research. Here's a cool article I found. All right, I'll talk to so-and-so's doctor. Or I'll do this. Let me look at this. Hey, will you check this person out next time you're in the office? Hey, can you look over her blood work for me? Because I think I'm stumped somewhere, you know, and I think that team approach really allows us to dig deep. And, you know, I'm not perfect. You know, I work my butt off, but, you know, you might miss something, or maybe I didn't see it,
sure.
Or maybe I didn't even ask the right questions. And that's sometimes amazing too, when, you know, say, hey, will you follow up with so-and-so? And so they'll check in and they just happen to ask this question that like magically unlocked Pandora's box. And you're like, oh my goodness, I had no idea that that's what was going on. Oh, that makes sense now to why I was struggling.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that team approach really helps us with the checks and balances and catching things that maybe the other person, you know, missed unintentionally, because who would have thought, you know? So, it's great to have a team approach.
Absolutely. All right, let's kind of go through the office here a little bit and maybe talk about some newer things that you guys are doing now. And I know one I wanted to touch on was just your IV therapy thing, but let's kind of just go through your office and kind of talk about some of the services that you offer. And for those that maybe want to try to get in and get on this path to wellness through the winter here.
You know, on IVs and that topic, you know, we have a nurse practitioner in the office. And I think what's so great about a nurse practitioner that provides us, you know, access to, you know, more stuff that, you know, if we need medications because somebody has a parasite, or, you know, I think last month we had three patients that needed testosterone, you know, and yeah, we could do functional medicine, but if you don't have testosterone, we're not getting very far. You know, so I think having a nurse practitioner really kind of opens the door, you know, to allow us more into some of that traditional medicine world, which is super awesome. But also, the access into like IVs and injections, and those kind of sound, you know, super scary sometimes when people say IVs and injections, but I think what IVs provide is, especially when you get into like autoimmunities or the immune system, to be able to do like an IV of glutathione or vitamin C, Some of these different like immune supports are amazing. And there's actually a lot of different IVs and IV kits that are all immune based. Mm-hmm. And it's really great because you can go through, you know, supplements, but if somebody doesn't have a great digestive tract or they're not absorbing, you know, are we getting everything we need? And I think IVs provide us at those high dosages too, to find out like if this is going to make a change, we should see something like right now, so to speak. And so I think that's been really great. So like I said, you know, doing vitamin C during the winter is great. Doing things for your energy and adrenal system, you know, called like Replenish. We use something called Replenish, which has all the B vitamins, kind of like a Myers cocktail, you know, and people use that to get their energy up and their stamina up if they're really struggling with fatigue, you know, especially maybe after being sick, you know, to hit your system with kind of a Myers cocktail approach can really be good to kind of jumpstart it.
Right.
You know, and we can do different injections, like peptides are becoming really big out there. And I know Dr. Maynard loves to talk about that.
Yeah, he did a few weeks ago.
He can go off, and it's fascinating. But, yeah, some of these peptides are just fascinating. When you really get down to what they can do, they're pretty powerful. You know, so kind of getting into that world is really cool. And be able to do things like, you know, injections underneath the skull for people with migraines, or do Toradol shots, or, you know, some of these really cool things. I think the injections and IVs have really opened up our world to help people in ways that we couldn't in the past.
Right. So if someone comes in and they go, hey, you know, I want some energy. I want to protect myself all I can. Is there a couple of top two or three of these IVs that you're just seeing a lot of people doing, so you just know what ingredients to put in there?
Yeah, you know, definitely like the Replenish, when we look at like the B vitamins that have like B's and C's and stuff like that, that's a really good one because, you know, it can really kind of help with some of those deficiencies and things that we just don't get all the time. The more you read about things like vitamin C, it's really, you know, fascinating all the things it can do. I think another one that is probably one of my favorites is glutathione. You know, and I always tell people glutathione is almost like the fire extinguishers throughout your body. You know, they can put out the fire and keep everything under control. And so to do a high dose of glutathione is really amazing for immune support. I even have one patient, she has MS, and I was talking to her last week, and, you know, I was like, how are you doing? She goes, great. She goes, I get glutathione IV like once every 3 months, like 2 to 3 months. And she goes, I feel amazing. She goes, when I feel the symptoms come back on, she goes, I just know to come in here and get another glutathione IV. And she goes, I'm good to go. And I'm like, that's amazing. I mean, that's so great. And glutathione, again, it's one of those, the more you read about it, you're like, geez, everybody should be on this. But it really helps when you get sick to modulate. It helps with inflammation. It's an antioxidant, helps with like liver pathways. There's a bunch of things that glutathione is really cool. And then I would say my third one that makes me really excited is I love, they call it like NAD, which is kind of a nicotinamide. But NAD is what goes into the mitochondria. And the mitochondria is kind of basically like your fountain of youth. You know, so if you start losing the mitochondria, that's where you start to see wrinkles and kind of all these things starting to take place, because the mitochondria keeps all the cells healthy. You know, and NAD is kind of what feeds those mitochondria. And that's another one that's really super cool to really keep everything like up and going. So now they're talking about NAD with like chronic fatigue and depression, addictions, chronic pains, energy. It's just really kind of amazing. So it's kind of my top threes. I like NAD, glutathione, and the Myers cocktail.
Right. And then you mentioned somebody doing it every couple of months. I mean, what is kind of the regimen? Everybody different? Are there some people that do it every other week, or is it once a month, or what are you looking at?
Yeah, it seems like everybody's a little bit different. You know, a lot of times, you know, you kind of do a few at the very beginning to see how you respond, you know, because if you respond really well, then you kind of know where that sits. You know, it's almost like, yeah, if you're doing something like once a month, you know, like if you did an NAD once a month or Myers, I mean, that stuff is pretty powerful, you know, because now you're almost like into this like monthly regimen, you know, of just kind of doing things to keep your body healthy. And
right,
like you said, with your definition, it's like that, you know, that dynamic definition of making a conscious decision to be aware, you know.
Sure, sure.
And I think that's where you do things like NAD to drive the mitochondria, and a Myers to kind of support your metabolic system. And, you know, geez, in a perfect world, you do some glutathione and knock out your inflammation, and you know, maybe good for another 3,000 miles.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, because that's what, through all this stuff since COVID started, it's just, you know, killed me. All the experts, in air quotes, not one of them has said, hey, go to your doctor, figure out how to build your immune system, you know, get on some good supplements, you know?
I mean, I know.
There's all this other weird stuff, you know? And I mean, it's just like, man.
I know. You know, it's been nice to preach it in the office, you know? We definitely preach that to patients, like, you know, during those times, like, you need to, you know, you need to eat healthy and go for walks and, you know, go to the gym and don't drink your alcohol. You know, just like, you got to keep your inflammation down. You got to keep your body healthy because, you know, if you get hit, and I mean, you look at how many people that are vaccinated are still catching COVID, you know, even in, you know, friends and people that I know personally, you know, it's like, it's not a guarantee. So you still got to keep yourself healthy and you still got to go out and exercise and walk and hike and enjoy your nature, you know, and eat your vegetables like your mom told you to, Scott, you know, and all those things like that, you know, it's really important, you know, to keep yourself healthy because, you know, yeah, you don't know. I mean, I've seen patients catch COVID 2 and 3 times. I've seen patients with the vaccine catch COVID. I've seen people without the vaccine catch COVID. It's just all over the place. I think we're still in a position, I wish, yes, I agree with you, that somebody would be out there saying, take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a really good way of, or a good defense mechanism is to take care of yourself.
Yeah, in just a few weeks, I mean, man, I looked up when we're going to be doing our time change here. I think November 7th or something, and I looked up sunset that night's going to be at 4:44, which is weird, but and I'm like, man, is everybody just going to shut down then, quit doing things, and, you know, quit going for walks, of course, because it's going to be dark and all the different things. So staying active is a huge part in this, and I think this has hurt a lot of people that would just have just been shut down all these number of months.
Yeah, I was listening to one doc. He does a lot of research and study. And it was really kind of fascinating, some of the things that they're kind of contemplating. But it was kind of interesting, like during the summer times down south when people are more indoors, you know, you're seeing more like the COVID kind of being more active in the summer, like down south, and then more active in the north during the winter. And obviously you have a short period of data, but some of the data that was coming out, they're like, huh, this is really interesting. So they're kind of speculating that, you know, when it's super hot down south, you go indoors because it's too hot to be outside. So then you're seeing this increase in COVID because people are indoors, you know, where then you get into the winter time, you know, and then do people go indoors because it's too cold, you know, where everybody in the south tends to be outside more, you know, playing golf and things like that. Kind of interesting is, you know, one of those things that you're listening going, that's kind of an interesting thought. You know, so it kind of comes back to, yeah, it's like to get out there and get fresh air and get active and get moving and reduce your cortisol and reduce your stress and socialize. And, you know, and those are all some really healthy, like mentally healthy things and physically healthy things that, yeah, I wish people would focus more on.
Absolutely. Well, Dr. Stedman, hey, been great to visit with you, sir. Our time is up, but we appreciate it. And we'll look forward to our visit next week.
Thanks, Scott. Have a great week.
All right, you as well. That's Dr. Shane Stedman, Integrated Health Systems. Give him a call, 303-781-5617. Hey, getting healthy, it's up to you. Call now, 303-781-5617.
Call Integrated Health Systems now for a free consultation, 303-781-5617. That's 303-781-5617. To book your consultation online, visit integratedhealthdenver.com. Thank you for listening to Your Health Matters. Be sure to join Dr. Shane Stedman live every Monday at 12:30 p.m. on KLZ 560.
The views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.